This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. Time now for a look at Wednesday's headlines. And we begin with the big change at the top of the U.S. command in Afghanistan. As many suspected following the release of that Rolling Stone article on Tuesday, President Obama has accepted the resignation of the commanding U.S. general in the Afghan theater, General Stanley McChrystal. In that Rolling Stone piece, McChrystal was critical of most of the Obama administration, particularly the National Security Advisor Jim Jones, as well as Vice President Joe Biden and Carl Eikenberry, who is the current U.S. ambassador to Afghanistan. McChrystal was immediately summoned back to Washington. He met for less than a half an hour with the president on Wednesday morning, and by this afternoon, it was abundantly clear that McChrystal was no longer in command. Obama himself made it official.
Today I accepted General Stanley McChrystal's resignation as commander of the International Security Assistance Force in Afghanistan. I did so with considerable regret, but also with certainty that it is the right thing for our mission in Afghanistan, for our military, and for our country. I'm also pleased to nominate General David Petraeus to take command in Afghanistan, which will allow us to maintain the momentum and leadership that we need to succeed.
As you just heard, the president immediately replacing General McChrystal with David Petraeus. That move requires Senate confirmation, but shouldn't be any trouble since Petraeus has gone through Senate confirmation a number of times, most recently to be elevated from the head of the Iraq operations to head of U.S. Central Command. So pending that confirmation, General Petraeus headed back into the theater, this time in Afghanistan. But back to General McChrystal. When explaining why he accepted the resignation, the president insisted it was not over policy differences or personal differences.
I don't make this decision based on any difference in policy with General McChrystal, as we are in full agreement about our strategy. Nor do I make this decision out of any sense of personal insult. Stan McChrystal has always shown great courtesy and carried out my orders faithfully.
But the president says it's clear from the Rolling Stone article that General McChrystal conducted himself and said things that were completely unacceptable given his position.
The conduct represented in the recently published article does not meet the standard that should be set by a commanding general. It undermines the civilian control of the military that is at the core of our democratic system. And it erodes the trust that's necessary for our team to work together to achieve our objectives in Afghanistan.
The president says it's also vital for national security and the best functioning of the U.S. military for the chain of command to be intact and to be respected.
It is also true that our democracy depends upon institutions that are stronger than individuals. That includes strict adherence to the military chain of command and respect for civilian control over that chain of command. And that's why, as Commander-in-Chief, I believe this decision is necessary to hold ourselves accountable to standards that are at the core of our democracy.
The president also pointed out that privates and generals are expected to adhere to the same code of conduct. The president also claiming that such a move by dismissing General McChrystal will be better for the war effort.
I believe that this mission demands unity of effort across our alliance and across my national security team. And I don't think that we can sustain that unity of effort and achieve our objectives in Afghanistan without making this change.
The president also saying that just because there's a change at the top doesn't mean the policy has changed.
Let me say to the American people, this is a change in personnel, but it is not a change in policy. General Petraeus fully participated in our review last fall, and he both supported and helped design the strategy that we have in place.
The president then reiterated what the U.S. goals are in Afghanistan.
So make no mistake, we have a clear goal. We are going to break the Taliban's momentum. We are going to build Afghan capacity. We are going to relentlessly apply pressure on Al-Qaeda and its leadership, strengthening the ability of both Afghanistan and Pakistan to do the same.
Bipartisan reaction to the events of the past couple of days, and for the most part, it's pretty uniform. Senator John McCain, of course, a Republican of Arizona, is the top Republican on the Senate Armed Services Committee. He says he expects lightning-quick confirmation hearings for General Petraeus.
The hearing for General Petraeus's confirmation will probably be the fastest in the history of the Armed Services Committee. I've talked to Senator Levin, and it will be done very soon.
McCain also says one of the key issues that he wants to raise in those confirmation hearings is just what the Obama administration policy is when it comes to the withdrawal date of July 2011. Does that mean troops start coming home regardless of conditions on the ground, or only if they're right?
The concern that we have is the issue that will be raised in General Petraeus's confirmation hearings is exactly what is meant by withdrawal in the middle of 2011. Whether that is, quote, etched in stone, as the president's spokesperson, Mr. Gibbs, stated, or whether it will be conditions-based.
Senator Joe Lieberman of Connecticut is a Democrat turned independent who still caucuses with Democrats. He came away with two large perceptions from the last couple of days. First of all, he is praising the selfless service of General David Petraeus.
We are very fortunate indeed that Dave Petraeus responded to the president's call to him to go and take up these responsibilities of command in Afghanistan. If there's ever been an example of somebody putting national interest ahead of personal interest, it is General David Petraeus's willingness to accept the command of our forces in Afghanistan.
Lieberman also stressing the vital nature of winning the war in Afghanistan and how that is critical to long-term national security.
Afghanistan is a vital national security interest to the United States. If it goes badly there, it will be very bad for us here at home, because that's the place, obviously, from which we were attacked on 9/11.
More analysis of this at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org. You can catch my interview with South Carolina Congressman Joe Wilson, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, who has been to Afghanistan many times, co-chairs the Afghanistan caucus in the House. We'll also be speaking with retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, who says the president did a great job in shuffling the top of the command in the Afghan theater, but he still has many concerns about the ongoing policy there. Also at worldnetdaily.com and dateline.radioamerica.org, two other critical interviews with members of Congress on other very important subjects. My conversation with Kevin Brady, the top House Republican on the Joint Economic Committee, as he talks about what he considers the irresponsible and arrogant actions of congressional Democrats in not even putting out a budget resolution this year, yet still trying to push middle-class tax increases. You'll also hear my conversation there with Louisiana Congressman Bill Cassidy, as he remains frustrated with the federal response to the massive oil crisis in the Gulf of Mexico, but he's very, very happy with the recent decision in a federal court that overturns the Obama administration ban on deep-water offshore drilling. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.